For WCYB Digital Radio, This Week in Tech. A new study from researchers at the University of Wisconsin-Madison points to troubling gaps in the third-party app security model of both Slack and Teams, Wired reports. Vulnerabilities range from a lack of code review to default settings that allow any user to install an app for an entire workspace. From Reuters, Amazon.com Inc. announced a contactless gadget that can monitor people's sleep. Known as Halo Rise, the device will track room temperature, humidity, and light, as well as the breathing patterns of the person closest to it. Apple is pulling back from plans to increase the production of its new iPhones this year after an anticipated surge in demand failed to materialize, according to Bloomberg. The company will aim to produce 90 million handsets for the period, roughly the same level as the year prior. The Department of Transportation and the Biden administration announced a plan to invest $5 billion over the next 5 years to create a more reliable electric vehicle charging network, Ars Technica reports. From Apple Insider, after some years of relative silence, the Apple car team is said to be restarting work, with a potential reformation of the group before the end of the year. However, analysts say a vehicle launch from Apple is unlikely to happen before 2025. Google is making it easier to find search results from Reddit and other forum sites and gadget reports. The search engine's new Discussions and Forums module will surface relevant posts happening on forums across the web for queries that may benefit from crowdsourced answers. Without warning, Apple removed Russia's most popular social network and several other apps from the country's app store, according to PC Mag. All removed apps were made by VK, a Russian technology company which runs the Mail.ru email service. From BBC, the UK's Information Commissioner's Office found evidence that TikTok may have processed children's data without appropriate consent, leading officials to consider imposing a £27 million fine on the video sharing platform. However, a final decision has yet to be made. Facebook parent Meta says it has taken down a large Russian network of fake accounts impersonating European news outlets to push a pro-Kremlin view of the war in Ukraine, NPR reports. 11 of the world's largest banks and brokerages will collectively pay $1.8 billion in fines to resolve regulatory investigations over their employees' use of messaging applications that broke record-keeping rules, according to the Wall Street Journal. For WCYB Digital Radio, that's This Week in Tech. Check back next week for more updates.